Good morning. Gaudí's thoughts will be the thread of my presentation. This architect will accompany us. But to have success, I need a ceramic producer, and its source documentary. That is Jaume Pujol i Baus's factory. Today, it plays in Esplugas, today the Museum of Ceramic La Rajoleta. His son, Pau Pujol, began introducing technological improvements with two art and technical directors, Joan Baptista Alós and Francesc Kerr. In the late 20s of 20th century, Kerr modernizes processes and new products in Lusitania factory in Lisbon and establish a new branch in Oporto. So remember that name, Kerr, once, because I will end my speech talking about him. Jaume Pujol started operations at this fabrica, Terrada Ones, that followed at the same time the Marius Jordan One. Both producers produced tiles for ground Roth R, you can see it in your here, with a sealed stamped with a sealed tile, and also the pattern ones. Here you got poppy flowers enamel drawn in free strokes. This is the first technique you will see. This style is a reference because in his back there is the date, 1863. Pujol i Baus's offers us also the chance of studying ceramic language. Its books are preserved on the city archive and enable us to know daily batches, colors, glazes and slips recipes, products and concerns on firing materials and techniques, creation of new colors and enamels such as Gaudi green, blue, yellow. We will see some examples. Here you got the first. Gaudi yellow glaze for 1,000 tiles. Well, never mind, that's not important. In blue is señalized the name of Gaudi and also Sota la Mira, which means is a place where the enamel has to be put inside the oven to control the firing. Another example is the blue light glaze and also the green one. The origins of modernist ceramic use, we have to focus in on Iberian Peninsula, and we trace the roots of this use back to the late Roman and Visigoth periods with their Mudéjar creations. And the early 19th ceramic language will use these Arab formulas, but also Catalan and Valencian traditional patterned and mottled tiles, since the big explosion of color of early 20th. The main Arab formula is the use of brick, but also in the monochrome glaze ceramic tile, and creating a tapestry ornamental here that you can see the surfaces that wanted to create ornamental tapestries, which you can see there, the cylindrical shafts, interwoven line arches, concave and convex disc, 8 pointed stars. All those Arab formulas covered the entire surface as a unifying element. Catalonia reveals itself, evidence of Hispano-Moresque design, but also Catalan tradition, when he used the patterned and the modern tiles, the jaspiats. Here you got the green ones. Esplugues came to prominence as a production center, began in 1860, before the industrialization of Jaume Pujol. Here you have corner of the earth, or the clay tiles storage space found in January 2000, which led us to place Esplugas in the map of tiles production before the industrialization of Jaume Pujols. So the 19th century saw the recovery of ornamentation from the Mudéjar past as a way of transmitting modernity. Gaudi chose blue and green tiles, but also mottled ones for pavilions. The mottled ones you have seen, green and blue, you can saw there in Canting Touré pattern tile collection, the new museological presentation of La Rajoluteca, once private collection, today a public one. And you can take on a chromatic tour from the Gothic blues and the arrival of colors to the 19th century blues. The metal tile at the once private collection is a permanent public to, now, and next May 7 will be 10 years. Here you have a signet once made in Esplugas. Well, we have known the ceramic producer, what does he offer us, the origin of modernism ceramic use, and where can we see the production. Now Gaudí will speak. Gaudí speaks. This is the ground of a pavilion, this is the ground floor of the entrance of Weis pavilions that give us the entrance to the thoughts of Gaudí and to the 19th century. Nature is always my teacher, first thought of Gaudí. The second one, originality consists of returning to the origin, to the simplicity of the early solutions. Ornamentation has been and will be colorful. Gaudí Speaks is the title of the exhibition that took place in Museum Diocesa de Barcelona in 2007. The first of his thoughts, Gaudí started collaborations just graduated with Joan Martorell at the Church Las Salesas, where the neo-Gothicism building is influenced by Mudéjar creations. We can see the repetitions of bricks, the horizontal distribution of the bricks, and the presence of ceramic tiles as well. But also Catalan and Valencian traditional arranged in a chessboard pattern that were used at the east and the south doors of Finca Way that today serves as gates to the university. Nature is always my teacher. This image, I think, it doesn't need neither a word. But also in Vicens House appears the second tile, the second way of picture of painting tiles, which is using the stencil. Here you got, wow, here. This is Vicens House, that also Maribel shows you. This stencil is a piece of paper cut where to paint the color, the different colors. But also we have the Sam's flowers on the balcony that are more well known in Capriccio, where we can see the arrangement of red and yellow bricks horizontally with some flowers and their leaves in relief, which in the tower are alternated with green enamel tiles, creating a new modern language. These are the sunflowers and its leaves. Here we can see the earthenware, ferruginous earthenware, which were made. Pau Pujol gave instructions to calculate how many grams have been left over from the French green used to paint Gaudí's flowers. This is the note that gives us a clue. But also we have to remember that a specialized producer created also model styles for others. For instance, Magí Fita and Sebastià Ribó or Baldomero Santigós, that Pujol uses enamel their pieces using tin oxide or lead glazing them and fired twice or three times in case of lustreware. The most probable is that Esplugas created the colors and applied them to the flowers made by an as yet unknown potter. Harking back to medieval times is another. The medieval times inspire also architects of 19th century. For instance, Gothic blue tiles were the source of inspiration of these new ceramics. In Esplugas, you can see an example of its hexagonal tile found on the factory premises, similar to the Gothic ones used to floor the chapel of Sant Jordi in el Palau de la Generalitat. Amel, the archive of Esplugas, hold the watercolor drawings of those tiles designed by Foni Gomà. There you can see, thanking to the default, the white earthenware, the white barn enamel, and also the oxide of cobalt oxides that will bring color in the second firing, we will see. Gallissà designed also lots of tiles inspired of models from Valencian government palace, made by ceramists from Sevilla or Talavera de la Reina working in Valencia in Catalonia. And Esplugas listened its catalog these models and other ones. Moreover, the 31 was applied to the Puig i Cadafalch Roma Macaya House and was also chosen by Gaudí, or probably by Gallissà, for Cantsolé de la Torre, just to surround the fireplace and with glaze and grit, with glaze and brown tiles. This is the model 31, and here we got the 34. Then we can see, placed under the west balcony facade, that shows us the clay, which is more ferruginous than the first one. Well, I've lost the. Okay, no. We can see the clay here. This fragment shows us that the earth is more ferruginous than the one mentioned in Fofoni Gumà tile, that we remember it was white. This project is preserved at the Archive of Esplugas, and it's placed all over lots of in Puig i Cadafalch houses and also on the streets of Barcelona. This you can see in the Anselm Street, this one. And those in 1985 were applied at the factory walls. Well, Gallissà's passion for tiles can be seen also at the house of Sant Domènec del Call, that for us is a catalogue for his drawings for tiles and relief construction pieces. When Gallissà dies, Domènec i Montaner published an article where shows us a design that later Pujol i Baus is convert into ceramic, and Gallissà applied at Sant Domènec del Call. Other models of the fabrica, and we are going to speak with metallic glassware gave new life to ceramics industry. To get enamel tiles, it's necessary to bisque two firings. The first one is to fire in the biscuit. First one. The second one converts oxides in color by heating the kiln to 800 degrees. And for luster, it's required a third firing on using silver or copper oxides to become the coveted golden luster. Here you got the Nathry Gazelle Decorate base from Alhambra. Theodore Deck was the first director of the Sèvres manufacturer that reformed ceramics, creating transparent glazes under glaze painting at gold backgrounds in the early 60s. Leon Victor Salon, 30 years later, ceramics painter and illustrator of Mintons in England, also learned about gold from Deck. These four plates are preserved in the Museum, Ceramics Museum of Barcelona, and shows, if picture would be better, in the dress of Queen Elizabeth, the working girl. In Catalonia, but we have also another Deck follower, Antoni Serrafité, the orange relief big base and the Magnolia one show the goal of Deck. They had also the Book of La Faience, wrote by Deck, that Pujol i Baus also consulted. The first metallic glassware of Pau Pujol was produced for the Church of the Seminary of Comillas, and in its interior and its exterior, that was clad in yellow, blue, and gutton gold on white. Pau Pujol subtly copied the Gothic Invitation of Ave Maria tiles, but Josep Ros, a Valencian producer, makes the important words in luster with the monogram of Jesus. Here you got the evangelist Matthew, the angel, and John the eagle, and the church also shows the lion and the bull, but the Amel only preserve the two designs of those of the first evangelist. The metallic luster glazers, searched by Gaudí, Domènec i Montaner and Gallissà, with the producers of Manises and the technical ceramics Pau Pujol, Baldomero, Santigós i Josep Ros, here you got some examples exhibited in 1892 in the exhibition of Barcelona. Jaume en Pau followed DAC instructions, as did many others European ceramists. Trencadís is the highlight of creativity. Consists on coating architectural surfaces with a skin made with broken ceramics, terracotta, glass, to form a mosaic of light and color. The use of rejected tiles were combined either to reconstruct the original design or to build a new one. You can see the medallions of Park Güell. But also displays Trencadís using the clad, the outside, used to clad the outside of the stable's dome and its skyline, and to decorate the Chinese of the Porter's building in Güell Pavilion. Sorry. We have five sheet proof sheets preserved in the Mel Archive of Gothic and Renaissance models, filed first in 1881, batches of Esplugas. Fragments of those were also applied to the forest of chimneys of chaffs on the roof of Palau Güell, alongside pieces of other producers. Colonia Güell, it's a magnificent example of Trencadís. And Trencadís of glass is the tympanum mosaic made by hundreds of glass and ceramics that brings out the representation of the Catholic virtues, hope, fortitude, temperance, faith, justice, charity, and the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Spiritus Sanctus. Other examples of Trencadís is the brick of rectory fireplace in the White Colony, in Trencadís of blue and white, the brown and yellow colored mottled tiles applied on the rear of the exterior walls alongside the glazed yellow and green bricks. Well, talking about Park Güell, the undulating bench defines the spacious terrace that offers a panorama over the city of Barcelona, as well as crowning the space immediately below the hypostyle hall, conceived as a market with columns which supported the last terrace. Jujol made the ceramic and glass panels in some of its walls. Lluís Bru is one of the designers. His style publicity says works of painting and drawing for decorative arts. Here we got some models of the designs preserved in the Amel archive and its translation to ceramic. Graves design, three leaves molded with three drawings, the hexagonal ones, the elder flower, the roots design, are all the examples of design by Lluís Bru, but applied in the houses of Domènec i Montaner, Navàs, Lleó Morera, and also in el Pere Mata Institute. Embossed tiles were applied at pantries, kitchens, and bathrooms. Here you got another way of making relief in tiles. Pere Mata, it's a big hospital, it's a big city hospital, which where stands the flag of distinguished, plenty of flower and vegetable models. Here you have the two designs of the orange model preserved at Esplugas, and also ceramic in relief made by Hipòlit Montseny, another producer of Reus. Our Palau de la Música, the ceramic mosaic of Las Musas gracing the semicircle wall behind the concert hall stage, depicts 18 muses, all playing different musical instruments, as allegory for universal music. The muses' upper torsos are sculptured in relief by Eusebi Arnau, while the great garments and the surrounding backgrounds are in Trencadís by Lluís Bru. Two new producers, Josep Urriols and Modest Sunyol, clayed the molded pieces in high relief for the columns. And also those at ceilings and that were molded in high relief, in architectural openings, wall ribs, big roses in high relief, etc. The last thing I have to say in Palau de la Música is the model of the crowns that were converted into ceramic at the Pujol Liosis factory and into mosaic by Lluís Bru that are placed in the image of the Orfeo Català flag that it displays inside in the center stage between the Muses mosaic that we have seen. Hospital de la Santa Creu y Sant Pau have a male archive preserved across these two designs, and the archive of Hospital de la Santa Creu preserves those tiles that were placed in the towers of some of the Passions buildings, pavilions. The hygienic quality of ceramics and architectural made possible to develop, to deploy a large ornamental program. Here we got, once again, these stencil towers, these stencil tiles, ones in relief. And just for ending, do you remember the second technician of Esplugas, that he had worked, Francesc Kerr, he had worked at the factory of glaze and ceramic pigments, Charles Lospiet in France, where Jaume and Pau bought raw materials and ceramic colors. He arrived to Esplugas, where he modernized, improved its white paste, and introduced English paste and stoneware mosaics production. These are the mosaics. It is said that the name of La Rajuleta, it comes from the production of these mosaics in stone, that inspired Kerr as ancient Roman mosaics. But there is something new of Kerr that it's important to remark. In the early 1914, being the technical director at Esplugas, Kerr was just beginning to explore contemporary ceramic, researching enamels and colors as a new language. And he wrote, "Mr. Farriols and me, or ceramics and its mysteries, which I choose only a fragment. Forgiveness, pardon 1,000 times, Mr. Farriols. I have done something useless, sorry. I had imagined this porcelain served its purpose by being beautiful, of being beautiful." Kerr was fighting to make things only for the reason of being beautiful. He researched ceramic materials, for he formed an enamel or glaze as are the only decoration on stoneware and porcelain pieces. Ceramics had become contemporary art. Two of his students, Josep Llorenç Artigas and Francesc Elias, followed his path of inquiry into glazing techniques as all decoration on pieces. They made pieces in the early 30s, having success. Here you got the first one of Kerr. It's very difficult to find pieces of Kerr. I've lost, okay. This is the ones of Kerr. This is a Clara Luna, the moon of Josep Llorenç Artigas, and this is a piece of Francesc Elias. Both, all the three ones are investigating form and enamel or glaze as only decoration. Kerr had soon the seat. Well, it is not known why Kerr had to emigrate to Portugal. Whatever the reason, he went on to work for the Lusitania factory in Lisbon and established another factory for them in Oporto. He died in 1933. He left in Esplugas his stoneware productions to the factory employee Joan Ferret, who continued production till the Spanish Civil War. Francesc Kerr deserves research on his work to continue here in Portugal, and I hope that art historian or even chemistry historians or maybe engineering ones will take up the torch to continue to explore the path that gave the birth to contemporary ceramics. Thank you.